This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR Radio presents The Andy Parsons Show. Call now on 0330-223-0200. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. The Andy Parsons Show.
Yes, it's us. Here we are, FUBAR Radio. And it's a warm one. It is a warm one today. Talk of big numbers. I don't know quite what they were. But welcome to Amanda. How are you?
I'm cooler now. I'm sat in the only room with some aircon.
Yes, that's right.
In this entire building.
Yeah, no, feel free. Let's come straight on air and slag off FUBAR, shall we? Yeah. Just one room in the entire building.
Hey, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that there's at least one room with some aircon.
Well, that's right. It's nice to be the one that people are actually presenting from, isn't it? So, obviously, it's a quick change round, trying to get in there, making sure we had a very short track, didn't we?
Yeah, they couldn't have given us a shorter one, actually.
Great track, Great track. Bit of Vampire Weekend linking straight into us there. And they haven't made it too smelly, although it's a very hot day. It's okay in here, isn't it?
It's quite fragrant, actually. Yeah, I've smelled it. Smelt worse.
Yeah. And we had a new jingle there, new little trail for ourselves that we're very excited
but
by.
But it seems a bit redundant now.
It's slightly redundant, and it's got the wrong phone number on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one studio with aircon, and they can't get the number right.
Because, actually, that jingle was made for you approximately 1 o'clock this afternoon, then approximately 3 o'clock this afternoon, the phone number changed.
Yeah. Any reason why the phone number changed?
It's so that we can now accept international calls.
Oh, because we've had a lot of those in my 3 weeks here, haven't we?
Well, we haven't. That's the whole point. They haven't been able to get through.
That's it. They were trying to.
They were trying to get through.
The fan base from Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, because of that clip that you've been playing out with the Japanese guy crying.
Yeah, they're loving that, aren't they?
Yeah,
loving
we're a sensation over, over in Tokyo.
People are going, what clip was that that Andy was playing? What clip was that? Well, now. That is the clip of the Japanese man climbing. But we got a new one. I've not heard this one. We got a new one of our own politicians. What they get up to? I think that's probably enough of that one, but we've got it for 22 seconds, so we may get to play it underneath something at some point, when we're having a very heated debate about something.
Yes, we do for 22 seconds precisely.
Yes, We can always sort of get in the Japanese politician and do a bit of crying afterwards, depending on how the debate is going.
Yeah.
So we'll give this idea one more go to give you all of the numbers. We haven't got the email on it either, have we? We got a new email last week, and that's not on this
idea. Well, it's because the man hasn't come in.
The man.
The
There's
man
only
that
one
you...
man who ever does these trails, and he's not been available. Is
no,
he?
He's been doing some trails for somebody else, presumably.
So, we're 4 weeks in, and we're still not quite right with our trails, are we? But, there's no rush for these things, is there?
Well, we'll get them sorted next week, I'm sure. Yeah. But the thing is, you're just going to have the phone number that's incorrect.
Is this the correct one that I've got in front of me?
That is the right one. That's so right
let's play it, and then I'll just try and come in over the top seamlessly for the people at home.
I'm sure it's going to sound amazing.
Yeah, I think here we go.
FUBAR Radio presents The Andy Parsons Show. Call now on 0330-223-0200. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio.
Or Mr. Andy Parsons.
The Andy Parsons Show.
Text 0878600173 Email andyp@fubarradio.com.
And it's actually a new beginning to the phone number as well, because it's not 033, it's 023. What, it's
I'm not going to show you. You're supposed to know. You're the producer.
That's so mean.
I'll give you a clue. This is 11 digits.
How am I supposed to remember 11 digits? I can't remember 0203. My own phone number.
There's the top four. 0203. 397-1683. You fail your own test. So welcome along.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, you're all excited. You're going off to Edinburgh, aren't you?
Yes.
The Edinburgh Festival. You're leaving me.
I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of somebody else.
Yes, yeah.
I'm still here next...
That sounds positive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still here next week, though, because we're not going till a week Monday.
Yeah. So, if we could have maybe some trails that, have got the right numbers and everything for next week, maybe the email on them, maybe even my Twitter handle. Is it a handle?
It is.
Do they call it handles? Yeah. I think I'm on CB Radio now. I've got the handle. So yeah, bit of Twitter. So what have you done this week? Have you had a good week? Have you?
It's been all right. It's not been too bad actually.
Have you been filling in for loads of different shows?
I've done a bit of that.
Bit of that. Yeah, let's not plug the others. You know,
they don't need plugging.
No, God no. No, not if you've been working on them. They've already been running to the ground enough.
They're going to take a whole week to get over it, and then I'll be back again. Yeah. So, yeah, my week's been all right, Andy.
Good.
Yours?
I've been busy, but I've got a weekend of excitement. In the hottest weather known to man, I'm down in Dorset for some camping, which is going to be nice in a tent. And if that wasn't bad enough, thunderstorms all day Saturday.
Yep. I had a little look at that earlier because I actually got offered to go camping with some friends in Dorset this weekend as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of was just a bit like, I don't think I can be doing with it really.
No, well, that, you know.
And then I had a look at the weather and I thought, I'm definitely not doing that.
Well, I mean, those tent poles in thunder and lightning. Oh,
well, the last time I went camping in Dorset, it was only a couple of months ago. It was freezing. And I had one of those pop-up tents. Ever used one of those?
Yeah, well, they pop up okay, don't
they? Yeah, but you can't get the buggers back down again, can
you? They don't pop down easy,
do they? Not pop down. And do you know what we did in the end?
Yeah.
Just shoved it in the car.
Yeah.
Just shoved it like in between because there was loads of stuff.
And then, took it to the dump when you got home.
It wasn't actually mine, so okay. I just...
You didn't care, it wasn't your car either.
Got out the car and walked away.
Yeah, you did.
Pretty much what happened. Because whenever I go camping with my friends from down that way, that's usually what happens. So I'm like, well, I have to get a train from London, so you have to kind of bring me a tent, you have to bring me a sleeping bag, I want an airbed.
Feed me, yeah.
You know, all of that, really.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, if the lightning does come, you're not going to have to get under a tree and save yourself from getting wet, are you? You've got to get yourself in the middle of a field, away from anything.
That's right, yeah.
You know, curl up in a little ball, and the farmer going, get off my land! So all of that to look forward to with a three-year-old child. Nothing could be...
what could possibly go wrong?
Let's hope I get trapped in the studio for...
Is there going to be a bonfire as well, possibly?
Yeah, supposed to be campsite singing tomorrow night, so...
Scheduled fun!
And Sports day on the Saturday, aww, but with thunder and lightning. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a custard fight. That's what I've always wanted to do in a field. But
is that happening?
Splat guns. Well, not at the moment, but if I've got my way, it's going to happen. Yeah, well, you know, when you finish all the food and there's still a bit left over, it's got to be a giant food fight in the middle of the camping field. I think that's going to...
So you're not camping with other people, I take
it? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've got a few coming down.
But
not
as in not like other people that you don't know.
There might be some people I don't know. Yeah, it might easily be.
But it's not a public site.
Sort of half and half, I think. I'm not fully aware of all the details, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, I'll update you next week. We'll see how it goes. Let's talk about this week, shall we?
Mm.
Yeah, coming up, we have, very excitingly, it's Holly Sutton, who's going to be talking to us about the world in politics and what's been happening this week.
Yep.
You know, various reshuffles going on, which I'm sure you've been right across. Ed Miliband wants to meet Obama. UK spaceport. We're getting a spaceport within 4 years, so they say. I don't believe it, but that's what they're saying.
Well, it took them 8 years to build the Olympic Park, so I don't know how they're going to get a spaceport cracking in half that time.
The main reason is that actually any airport does the trick. So all they need is a runway, and it just takes off. So when they say they're building a spaceport, they're just writing spaceport on it. Crossing out air and putting space. That's going to take them 4 years. I think that's essentially what's happening there. But yeah, we will be having a little chat about that. And also there's a new police code of conduct.
Well, yes.
Did you see this?
I did see this, yeah. It's a code of conduct that I can't believe wasn't in place anyway.
Well, that's right. They're not allowed to drink on duty now. They can't take drugs on duty, and they're not allowed to have sex on duty. And you're thinking, well, to be honest, if I'd known that you could have done that anyway,
the police
would have been a much more tempting proposition.
I thought that they couldn't drink if they were in uniform anyway.
You certainly don't expect to turn up at the front desk of a police station, have a couple of officers pissed off their tits, having a shag, going, we'll be with you in a minute, you know, sort of buttoning themselves, available for duty, what can I do for you? But yeah, they're supposed to treat the public, this is the new code of conduct from Theresa May, treat the public with courtesy and respect.
But I thought that that's what they were supposed to be doing anyway.
Yeah, well, I think it's just going to lead to extra sarcasm, isn't it?
they do have that particular way of speaking.
Well, that's it. I'm now going to taser you, sir.
Yeah.
Very grateful that you fell and collapsed to the floor. Thank you. it's going to be full of that, isn't it? So, yes, the actual guidelines, as I understand them, it says police should not be abusive, aggressive, harassing or victimising. And you think the average police officer reading that is going to be thinking, well, that's taken away quite a few perks from the job.
Well, especially if they can't drink or take drugs anymore, well, as
know,
well.
You know, because the police numbers have gone down enough already, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've cut them all.